Thank you for holding. My name is Jody. I'm the supervisor on the floor today. May I please have your first and last name?
Yes, I'm calling for my wife, Lynn Sobel, L-Y-N-N-E-S-O-B-E-L. My name is Neil.
All right, thank you. I have the address 26 Cameo Drive.
Correct, Richboro, Pennsylvania, 18954.
All right, thank you. I'm waiting on the account details to load, so give me 1 second.
So while that's loading, this is the third time that I've called. Both times I was told that these two charges would be credited back onto our account. And now
okay.
This is the third time that I'm just saying, it's like, you know, they're telling me that, okay, we'll take care of it. We understand. And, but, you know, and we're going to put it back on there. It'll take 3 to 5 business days or whatever it is. And then it never shows up again. So then I call, oh, no, well, I don't know what happened, whatever, and then whatever. And then the last person said that they won't do it. So.
All right. Yeah, I'm looking at it now. Let's see. So to begin with, and I'll just explain what the charges are today. You were billed for a one-time entry to win a KitchenAid. That was back in October. That was a $574 entry fee. It looks like that $6732 was refunded back to the card ending in $2769. So that was the membership
fee.
The
$6732 was the second one was redone, not the first. Not the first one. There's one from 11-1, then there's one from 12-1. The 12-1 was refunded. The 11-1 was not refunded, and the 10-28, which is that 574 thing, was a misunderstanding. Didn't think it was a lottery thing. Thought it was something that you can now, you know, if you join this thing, you can now buy this for $127 or whatever price it was.
All right. Yeah, not a problem. So I do see there's a note on the account. It looks like an attempt for a refund was made a couple of times, but we sent it over to the supervisor. It looks like an e-check. So they're waiting for the corporate office to issue that e-check, and it says, please allow 7 to 10 business days. I'm going to give you a good date. So that was on the 6th of December. So that would be around the 20th of December. You should have received that e-gift check. I want to verify the email address.
What is an e-gift check?
I don't want anything from
that company. Is that, I don't.
I understand. But well, you're able to deposit that check into your bank account. It's
okay.
Yeah.
As long as we can deposit it to cover it, that's fine. Okay.
Yes. Right. The email address is lynne930@yahoo.com.
Okay.
All right. So take a look for that, and it says 7 to 10 business days. So the 10th business day, if it was issued on December 6th, that would be December 20th.
The 10th day. Okay, so there should be it. So is that for both parts of that, the 67 and the 574?
Let me check. I didn't check on that one. 574. I don't see any notes about the 574. I'll see if I can have that refunded.
I'd appreciate it. I know you deal with hundreds of companies or whatever, but this is very deceptive. I understand. I'm sure there's writing in the. That's what the last person said. Did you read the fine print? It's listed in there or something. I said I'm sure it's there, but you know those things are 2 pages long and they tell you whatever, and it's not.
Yeah.
You know, when the thing comes up on your screen and you think it's something, you said, oh, it's a great whatever. I can get this for $100 or something, and I said okay, and then they put you into a membership fee, monthly membership fee.
Mm-hmm.
So it's. it's very, and I'm not saying it's not whatever, I'm just saying it's very deceptive.
All right. Yes, sir. Let's see. I did, I'm going to have to request that $5.74. It doesn't look like that was requested. And I'm just double checking the notes here. Yeah, so we'll get that in place for you. It may come as an e-check. Hopefully, it'll go back to your account. Now, is that card maybe blocked or canceled? That
No,
could
it's
be.
good.
Okay. That's
We have
fine.
not canceled it. Yeah.
I thought maybe that could
No,
be the
that's why I didn't know.
problem.
Well, yeah, I didn't know why it was going right. That's why I didn't know why it was doing that. Why it was doing an e-check versus putting it right back on the credit card.
Right. Sometimes the bank they won't accept those refunds if it's the exact same amount coming back 2 times. So I'm not sure, but we'll have it taken care of
Okay.
for you. I'm making that request for 574. Give it about 3 to 5 business days. If you don't see it, you can give us a call back, but probably have an e-check with your. If you have to call
Okay.
back in, you'll probably hear a note about an e-check.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
All right, thank you.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.